Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there is doing the damn thing. Happy New Year's to everybody, you know, friends, family, all that. Everybody doing a thing out there. you know, everybody trying to fulfill their New Year's resolutions, all that type of thing. Shout out to the newborns, the oldborns, the sadborns, everybody out there, man. It's a new year, and we're gonna have fun. Yeah, I mean, the homie. Let me see what I can do here. Where's it at here? Because hold on, family. Because we've been going for a couple weeks. You know, being that it was the holidays and all that there. So I gotta try to get a couple things together here. You know, but it ain't gonna be nothing. You know what I mean? Let me see if I can bring the family in here real quick. Let me get his intro music going on.
Ooh, listen to the way I slay. Your crew, damage. They cut them hammers, slayed them llamas. That in front of the camera drama. When the cameras are attached to dollies, I call them Dalai Lama. Move low.
Yep. What's going on, sir?
Not much. Just getting out of class. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. It's a new year, new show. You know what I mean? Making sure that everything's going on. You know what I'm saying? Some of the topics that I'm going to discuss today, and I know you're going to ride shotgun with me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we're going to go through the other, you know, we're going to go through what the big stories are for you. You know what I mean? The big stories for you was last year for 2014, whether it be hip-hop, politics, current events. You know, what was the big story for you? Because I got some things on my mind, you know what I'm saying? And that's, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, I'm going to let Wes get in here early, you know what I'm saying? And first of all, how about we'll just break it down for you like this? I'll get your top three. Okay. Okay, Wes, here you go. Here you go with your background, boys. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah, I just stepped out of class.
right. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you like this. What was for 2014 for you? What was your top story as far as the hip hop genre?
My top story as far as hip hop. I want to say, for me, my top story, what really captured my attention was the Disaster versus mm-hmm. Cassidy battle.
Okay. Now, see, this is
just
something.
Just to see Cassidy step back into the ring was like, wow. And he ain't
okay,
losing.
Okay, so you're
going to. He ain't end up like Cannabis did.
You're gonna have to educate me on that because I did not get a chance to check out that battle. That's for one. I've seen like a lot of things on the internet. You know what I'm saying? As far as they're about the battle and things of that nature. So educate me on that and actually tell me what happened as far as who won and who you think won and you know and things of that nature. And bar for bar or was there any controversy? Educate me.
Huh. All right, well, the first, like, there was actually two events because the first one was so bad it just got shut down. So you have to go watch the rematch if you really want your time's worth. First one, Cassidy spit his round and it was weak, you know, because he was just getting his gears turning, you know, just getting his feet back wet. And then Disaster didn't even get to spit his first round, and then the whole thing got shut down. So they had to redo it the next day. Now, that's when the battle really kicked, and it was really a battle. Because Disaster came in on some animal shit. But then that first round, Cassidy matched him bar for bar and then broke his style down and broke him down with his own style. And then from there, it was just over for Diz. He still came back and was hitting hard with punches and personals, but
that's the way Cassidy approached it. Is Disaster the guy that sucker punch Matt Hoffa?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I always get him and what's the guy with that tried to take a shit on a stage?
Oh, Daylight.
Yeah, I always get them too confused. Cause
fact, Daylight had a good battle himself. He battled for the King of the Dot belt against Pat State. But how he did it, like, he showed up in a whole slave getup and was just broke down, like, how he compared battle rap to slavery. I was like, wow.
Right.
Like, well, so I'm starting to understand why he does his little antics.
Yeah, I see his antics, but once the nigga tried to take a shit on the stage, I was like, nigga, miss you with that fucking shit, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're wild for that.
I mean, he got his little antics, and I know there's always something behind the story because, you know, we have, you know, a lot of people got to do a lot of things to bring attention to themselves. But, I mean, like, the thing is, I seen him out there one time. He was, I think the last battle I seen him in when he came out on a stage and he was dressed like the Spawn. You know which battle I'm talking about?
I think I do know what battle you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't even say that I'm a guy that's in tune with battle rap, such as a guy as yourself. If I do mess with it, I really like the females, like, what's my homegirl's name? Tori Doe, QB, Miss Hustle,
Bonnie Godiva.
Oh yeah, Bonnie Godiva. You know, people of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, but I do like. It's just that, you know, the men, like, I'm really into the females. You know what I mean? Like, the men stuff is stuff that I fucking, that stuff that I've seen for years, you know what I mean? And I've seen, you know, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen that live in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it's just that. To seeing the guys, and no disrespect to the guys in their craft, you know what I mean? But just seeing the guys go at it all the time, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I've seen this before, and let it be something different, and let it be something, you know what I mean? Like, or when they had, I want to say it was Misfit and somebody else. It was like a tag team match. It was a guy and a girl versus a guy and a girl, and they were like flip flopping bars. That was kind of creative and dope to me. But I just really can't really deal with the men on. You know what I'm saying? Like the girls, it's way more doper for me when I see the women out there doing their thing. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, Wes, I keep on telling you, brother, I'm going to have to hang up on you if you don't get your background noise together, brother. You know what I'm saying? Getting to a place where it's not, what were you, like walking down the street or something?
I'm standing at the bus stop.
Oh, shit.
I just got out of class.
Okay, I applaud you for being a lawyer listener.
Like, but I'm going to try and stand in a cut real quick, though.
Yeah, if you can. But the thing is, all right, we do that, right? Because I'm going to go through basically what the top stories for me was. I'll give you one, you know what I'm saying, and we can discuss it. And if you guys want to get out there, if you're listening online, the call-in number is 347-989-0202, or if you're listening online, hit the one button if you want to chime in. What me and Wes is discussing, what was your big story for 2014, whether it be politics, current event, or and what do you think is going to be the big story or the big thing for 2015? You know, we're having a good show right now, but my story is, Wes, is going to have to be the Ebola virus or the Ebola scare or what
yeah.
whatever. Yes. Yes. Because my thing,
what happened to it?
Okay.
It was here for like 3 weeks and it's gone.
Okay, that's right. And that's basically what I'm basically saying, how it was here and it just disappeared. It's not here anymore. You understand what I'm saying? And I want to know, because that was a big story. It was a big scare, and it scared a lot of Americans, you know, especially African-Americans, if you want to call us that, but we won't even go there and get on no technical stuff right now. You know what I mean? But if you're talking about African-Americans, that was a major, major, major scare for us, you know, and it just disappeared. And all the stories, it just doesn't exist anymore. So for me, to you, is how did you feel about the whole Ebola hoax or the Ebola scare that would happen, you know what I mean, a couple months ago, that nobody even talks about it anymore. Nobody even talks about the Ebola scare.
I feel it was a distraction.
Yeah,
I feel they were using Ebola to distract us from something else. Now, what were they trying to distract us from? We don't know, because the Ebola scare worked.
Yeah, and the thing is, let me just parlay this into something else, brother. You know what I'm saying? And this is Up in Smoke Radio, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody listening on the internet, listening to live. But like I said before, this is a subject. What was your big story for 2014, whether it be politics, hip-hop, current events, whatever? And what do you think is going to be big for 2015? But I'm going to tell you something right now, brother, and if you can walk with me with this, and I'm going to say it right now, live on radio. Shout out to all – wait a minute, let me count right now. Shout out to the 36 listeners listening to us right now, and I don't know who's listening to it online. But you're going to hear it first from Smoke Dog's mouth. Bobby Shmurda will get out of jail. And I'm going to tell you why. Because at the end of the day, now y'all people know it's real. Y'all know it's real now. When did Gucci Mane get popping? When he shot somebody and killed somebody, and that's when he got popping. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? When did when did 50 Cent get solidified? When he got shot up? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Bobby Shmurda will get out, because the thing is, what they got to do is put this image out to the black community. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and when we up there celebrating black death, my nigga Moose just killed a nigga about a week ago. You know what I mean? So Bobby Shmurda will definitely get out of jail. And I'm going to tell, like, he'll be, if you can walk with me, Wes, he'll be Tupac without the revolution.
Yeah, I was actually going to link those stories myself, just how Tupac went in, got big, and was able to get bailed out. Because I feel it was set up from the whole beginning.
Well, like, that's what the whole thing with T.I. is, that Time Warner came and got him, you know what I'm saying, and bailed him out. And he got caught with way more guns than what Bobby Shmurda got caught with. You know what I'm saying? If you've been following the story. You understand what I'm saying? So if Bobby Shmurda did something real big, there would be federal charges. There would be ATF. This is all local charges, people. So he will get out. And he's a young guy, so he might end up doing a little bit of time, but he will get out. You know what I mean? He will get out, because it's called marketing, people. All press is good press. You understand what I'm saying? So if you do something bad, you know what I mean? And it's for you to, you know, you know, we keep, it's a keep it real society. So if you're out there keeping it real, now we already know Bobby Smarter is keeping it real. He's keeping it real. He got caught with them guns, so he's keeping it real. So now we know it's real. The nigga's real. He said it in a song. The brother that he said his name about got indicted on the song. So at the end of the day, he will come back. You want to chime in on that, Wes?
I mean, you basically said it all right there. It's a big marketing scheme. Get him out there, get him popping, make something happen so y'all think, oh, you know, he's real. Shit's done got real out here. Throw him in and then get him right back out to keep doing the same thing and feeding it into y'all heads that that's cool. That's what we
that's
want
right.
y'all to be doing.
That's right. So at the end of the day, I like the thing is, I ran across the, you know what I'm saying, an interview with the real Free Ray Ricky Ross. You know what I mean?
I came across that interview too.
Yeah,
how
hip hop has been weaponized. And the thing is, I have those clips, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and mute you real quick. I'm going to play those clips for the listeners. It's only going to be a two-minute clip, people, and here with the real Free Ray Ricky Ross. This is the guy, the real one, with the rapper Rick Ross took his name. You know, this is a big drug dealer. He basically invented crack, you know what I mean? And this is what he's saying about rap, because he was getting his cocaine directly from the CIA. This is unrefuted. This is something you can Google, people. So this is the real Free Ray Ricky Ross talking about how rap music has been weaponized. And I'll be right back.
And we're weaponizing it. That's the exact fact backing up what you have to say. Tell folks what you told me off air.
Well, I believe that what they've done is they've taken hip-hop and they've made it glorious to be a drug dealer. You know, when I sold drugs, I hid. I didn't want anybody to know I sold drugs. But now they got these guys who've never sold drugs, technically. You know, one guy was a correctional officer.
PC Senior Definitions Database has been automatically updated.
He could do it. And he could prance around the country and say that he's me and take my whole life and use it, and there was nothing I could do about it. I can't stop him.
He even grew a beard just like you.
Everything. So now they take these guys, and these guys say, well, I got to the position that I'm in right now today by selling drugs. So the message that it tells our kids is that if you go out, you sell drugs, then you can become a great rock star like myself and never go to prison. And I think that that's a false message to be given people who feel hopeless.
And notice they don't indict the people that are fake and claim all that. No, no, they want them out there like a lantern fish has that light to get the little fish to swim over so they can eat them.
Exactly, and that's what I believe. I mean, If I would have gone
I got you,
oh, yeah, I sold 300 kilos of cocaine, and now you got me admitting that I did that, they would indict me for it. But the way they're doing it now, they're saying it's just art form. It's just a form of art. And I believe that it's sucking in our kids. And you know, you turn on the radio, and it's just filled with it. And on,
what do you want to say to Rick Ross? Because you'll probably see this video.
Well,
the fake Rick Ross.
I would tell him that it's time to change, that it's time to tell the kids the truth, you know, and let them know that technically he's never sold drugs and that he didn't get his money from selling drugs, that Universal gave him the money to do the things that he's doing, that it's okay to admit that you never did that, and not let our kids believe that they can go out and sell drugs and never pay a penalty for doing that.
.com.
You had it from the real Rick Ross, people. Letter from the real Rick Ross, people. And the thing is, you know what I mean? I got my peeps on the line, you know what I'm saying? And I wanna definitely, you know what I'm saying? Definitely wanna give him a special shout out, you know what I'm saying? But let me see. This is him, let me see. Hey, yo. Yo. 5902. You're on the air. I just want to listen. Okay. Hey,
yo.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hung up. Yeah, but, yeah, they got shook and hung up. They hit the one button, they got shook and hung up. You know what I'm saying? But, let me see. you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Let me see if I can get a call back. No, that ain't it. But what you think about that clip, Wes?
I think he basically hit the nail on the head with that one. He knows what they're doing. I mean, he was in that situation, but he ain't talk about it. He didn't want people to know we did it. But now they got these rappers out here saying, oh, it's okay to move coke. Just like that new song, I'm in love with the cocoa. Like, they, you want people doing
it,
this now.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got it, but look, we're becoming a coke society. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got it, but look. So, but what I'm saying is, like, it's just the messages on these songs. And the thing is, I'm not even going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Some of these songs, you know, I'll go out there and shake, you know, get out there on the floor and dance. And hold on, and shout out to the homie. And I don't know if she's listening or not, but we know that out there people cannot dance. But like at the end of the day, Wes, it's like you have the floor right now. You go ahead and say what you need to say because your background noise is killing me right now. It sounds like it's about the thunderstorm on your phone. Right now, you know what I mean?
No, I just jumped on the bus.
You don't even sound like you're at the bus. It sounds like you're inside Fort Pitt tunnels. You know what I'm saying? Just standing, walking down a little sidewalk while all the cars passing by.
But yeah, I said everything I needed to, so you can take me off.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just hopefully, I mean, I'll probably, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably bring you back in, you know what I'm saying, when I go ahead and fuck around and change the subject or whatever, because I know you'll be out there still listening, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know I ain't going
mean?
Nowhere.
And, you know what I mean? And we'll bust it up here in a second, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what?
I'll be here.
You know what? You know what I'm saying? And I got some of y'all. I got some new music from you guys. Good old Shebang hit me with a nice little package. I got Rojo. I got Medieval Knights. I got some G Bricks. So you know what I'm saying?
I wonder if he gave you the song that I wanted you to play.
Hold
it
on.
Was me featuring Rex.
No, I am. Oh, I would love to have that record right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me see which one I got. Like, I'm going it probably
might
end up playing. Let me see. And because the thing is, it didn't say any type of features. And shout out to everybody just hanging around, man. This is the loose show today. Getting back for the New Year's. Next week, I'm going to go hard. Yeah, you know I mean, I will go super hard next week because, you know what I mean, Wes, I might end up debating a preacher or a pastor, and, you know, we're going to end up debating. We're going to talk about, you know, because when you deal with the books, and no disrespect to anybody out there that subscribes to religion, we can't never deal with dates. We can, you know what I mean? We can only deal with faith, and we can't never deal with dates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would be the premise of my debate. You know what I mean? I'm sure that the reverend or the pastor or whoever I decide to debate will come back and have something they want to throw at me. You understand what I'm saying? Let me see what I got. It's called Q to Go. Oh, yeah.
Q to
That's
Go.
That's the record
yep.
I do have, buddy. Here we go. Featuring Rec. You know what I mean? And, yes, when you when you get by, like, goddamn Aspinwall, like that, you know what I mean? When you get by Aspinwall, just, I'm going to bring you in. Only time you'll fall off if you lose service. So I know where your number's at. You know what I'm saying? So, whoa. It's playing right now in the background. Excuse me. Yeah, that's how we do that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just had to make sure. You know what I mean? That's definitely the record. And we'll get back to you in a second. Let me go back into my program and do what I do. But I will play that record in a second. I'm trying to get, you know what I mean? I mean, shout out to Rose Obi Inferno in a second. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for Superstar Stax to call in because he got a new record. If he's out there, hit that one button so I know that's you, brother, so we can bring you on, so we can plug in that new record that got the internet on fire right now. You know what I'm saying? But like I said before, we talking about what was your big story for 2014, whether it be politics, hip-hop, current events, and what you think is going to be the big story for 2015. You know what I mean? I mean, one of the big stories, and I just covered it for me, was the whole, I didn't even bring this up, was that goddamn plane disappearing out of nowhere. I want to say, what was it? What is it? Malaysia flight something, and the thing is that, there you go, Malaysia flight 370. Thank you for the homie in the chat room. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? It was carrying like 240 passengers or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Going to Beijing, China, and this shit just disappeared. This is back in July of last year. You know what I mean? This shit, can you imagine 200-something people just disappearing in the middle of the sky? And me as a person, we know about the black box. We know about, like, we have GPS now. I mean, they found Osama bin Laden in a cave. And I don't want to sound conspiratorial right now. You understand what I'm saying? Let's just ask some questions here. I don't want to sound, conspiratorial, but that was a big deal, people. You know what I mean? A plane, you know, going from somewhere to somewhere, and sometimes, we can't even go from somewhere to somewhere without even getting pulled over with the new GPS systems in our vehicles or on our phone or anything like that. I mean, some of our people out there, you just watch those First 48s and the forensic science shows and all that things, but a plane just disappeared in the middle of the sky and no hint of the plane. No hint of a crash. You know what I mean? Nothing. It just disappeared. That's kind of freaky to me. I won't say freaky, but, you know, that's kind of crazy. A plane just disappears. Like, could you imagine if you're, like, driving down, like, I don't know, with roads you guys commute on, you know, if you're just driving down Route 66, and your goddamn car just disappeared. That's like what happened in that Malaysia flight. And once again, you know, this is Up a Smoke Radio. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. We're talking about what was big, your big story for 2014, whether it be politics, hip-hop, current events, and what you think is going to be the big thing for 2015. I'm waiting for my cousin. Like, I'm trying to break a record right now. I'm waiting for my man Superstar Stax, Cotton Stax, Cotton Cash. if he's out there, I can't go all the way down on the list, man. There's a lot. I got a – well, I can't say a lot, but we got a nice audience tonight, and I want to say shout-out to everybody that's listening right now, and I want to give a shout-out to y'all, man. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. But like I said, that was one of my big stories. Like, man, you know, we can talk about the rap stuff later. We can talk about the Shmoney dance and all the funny stuff. But, I mean, a plane disappearing in the middle of the sky, that's big to me. That is huge. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, a guy can't even go, like, you know what I mean? Like, they can, you know, I mean, I think one of the brothers used this as a, as a joke. They can find me if I got to pay my child support. But at the end of the day, you can't find Bin Laden. But they ended up finding Bin Laden in the cave. But one guy in the cave, you know, but you did not find, you can't find a big-ass plane with damn near 240 passengers on it. And the plane is big. It's damn near as big as a, I don't want to say it, it's probably about as big as a half a city block. You know what I mean? But Cousin Wes, I'm going to see if he got his audio together. Let me bring Rojo to Inferno, representing, excuse me, my mouth is a little dry. I need a drink. Excuse me, people. Okay. Back in representing, we'll tell you. You back online? You?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, family? What do you feel about the whole Malaysia thing and my take on that, brother?
If every inch of the planet, or damn near every inch of the planet, is covered in GPS, how do you lose a plane? How do you do that?
Elaborate.
They can pin, like, there's, like, they have satellites in the sky that can pinpoint down to, like, a grain of sand, but yet they can't find this plane. Where did it go?
Now, let's not sound conspiratorial, because the only thing it is we're just saying a big story, you know what I mean? But if you want to go ahead and throw your, you know, your twist on things and show what you want to talk about, let's have it.
I mean, I'm not trying to sound conspiratorial at all. I'm just wondering, like, how could you?
We're gonna get to you in 1 second, brother.
All right.
What you said? Hold on, real quick. Go ahead, finish your point. No, I'm talking to the family that hit the one button. Go ahead. Continue, Wes.
All right. I think it's like, how did they lose this? How did this plane just up and disappear with over 200 people on it? Where did it go? Why is there no trace of it?
And why did the story end? And is this like,
yeah, that's a better
what
question.
Did it do?
That is a good question. This
yeah,
isn't something
just
case closed.
Yeah, now I have to throw some conspiratorial stuff in there, because that's just like on 9/11 when the plane allegedly hit the Pentagon. And there was no signs of a plane there, and they said that is the official story, that the plane vaporized. So I'm saying, is that their official story, that the plane vaporized?
Even if the plane vaporized, wouldn't there be bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Or wouldn't there be some type of human remains?
That's right. But I'm going to put you on hold because you had the mic. Hey, you rode shotgun with me for the whole time, but I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to bring in the next caller. You know what I mean? 412, you're on the air.
What's happening?
Oh, there it goes. Here's Jackson in a second.
Yeah, that's crazy. The whole plane thing, man. That's just wild. You know, but it's life. You know what I mean? Things happen. Unexplained things. You know.
Okay, now. On the subject, now, you know, this ain't my opinions. I just want to talk to the listeners out there, you know what I mean? What was your big story for 2014, whether it be politics, hip-hop, current events, anything, and what you think is going to be the next big thing for 2015.
Wow, that's a 2014. The biggest thing I think in 2014 was that I knew more. I know I'm not more than I did in 2013. That was the biggest thing. I learned a lot more. And what's going to be in 2015 is that I get to use it all and learn more. So, you know, that's pretty much it with me. You know, no really big things. I pretty much just learned. You know, just soaked everything in. You know what I mean? Sponged everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we learned
now,
a lot. Did a couple things, you know.
Now, okay. I tell you what, that was very fly. That was kind of cool. And that was a very good answer. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm going to have to put you on the spot now, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Because I did stick to something. And my whole thing about it is, basically, you're saying that I've been educated from 2013, from 2014, and then from the knowledge that I've learned, I'm gonna apply that in 2015. Is that a proper?
Right.
Is that a proper analogy or proper? You understand what I'm saying? Is that a proper where you're coming from? Is that where you're coming from?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not putting you on the spot here. As far as what you felt as though your big thing was for 2014, you said, you said that I learned more in 2014 than I learned from 2013, and then
right.
What I learned from 2014, I'm going to apply in 2015.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so I get to learn more.
Yeah, okay. So now, as far as hip-hop is concerned, you being a guy that owns his own record label, you're an artist yourself, you know what I mean? As far as hip-hop, what was your big story? What was the big thing that got you excited or got you, you know, maybe you can say that was some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Right.
What was your
right.
big story for 2014 in hip hop?
Well, it was the creation of the Joust. You know, the whole aspect of it, putting it together, seeing, you know, from both sides, you know, organizing it all and actually, you know, getting together. Me and Wes, you know, we've been doing music forever, but we both took the venture to do something different. And, you know, we both had our perspectives and we had a good turnout and I really enjoyed doing that. And, you know, we continue to do that. You know, that was the biggest thing right there for me on the year as far as hip hop, you know. And then, you know, everybody that we work with is just growing and, you know, learning. And that goes back to, you know, what I was saying earlier about things that I've learned. And then everybody around me is also learning, too. So we get to all put that in on 2015. You know what I mean?
So putting
that Joust together was totally a different experience for me. That was, you know, the whole learning thing as far as hip hop. That was good.
Okay, now I know what the Joust is, but the audience doesn't know what the Joust is. Could you educate the people on what the Joust is?
The Joust is something that we created. It's a battle rap. Hip-hop battle rap league that we created, you know, have fun, everybody get together and show some skill, you know, keep it on entertainment, fun, enjoyment, and everything on that level. Battle rap, you know, the art, you know, of bringing it to the table, seeing what you can do, you know, fun. It's a sport. We put the sport together, and, you know, we're still continuing doing it, you know, but it's just a little rough around here. You know, we just started, so you know, we gotta walk before we run, and that's the thing. But that's what that is—a hip hop battle league.
The thing is, I was at one of those events before people, and I can tell you like this: the turnout is incredible. I was privileged to be a judge at one of the battles. And the thing was, not to go into detail, I can say that Rojo the Inferno lit the motherfucking stage up that night.
Right?
Sure, I mean, did. But, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even, you know, with, you know, not to, you know, talk down to the other MCs that was performing that night, but I know that Rojo came through. He came prepared. And when I talk about Rojo, people, it's the guy that I call Wes, my cousin. I'm sorry. The nigga's name is Wesley to me. I'm sorry. I know he's commuting somewhere, laughing his ass off. You know what I mean? But the thing is, let's see here. Yeah, I tell you like this. Reno Shebang, promote. It's gonna be your show for about 3 minutes. Promote, talk about anything you got going on. I'm gonna try to upload this music real quick, this Rojo song. So just talk. Actually, I'm gonna bring Rojo on, and once y'all promote the show that y'all gonna have coming on here in the new pipeline, people. It's gonna be called Tech Talk with Rojo and Reno. But they're going to be talking about all the technical stuff, show y'all people how to fix y'all computers. And if y'all have any questions about y'all computers, so you just don't have to send your stuff to these people and they overcharge y'all, you can sit here and talk to these brothers and they'll give you all the tech talk. If you want to talk about comic books, if you want to talk about anything like that, and I'm still waiting for Superstar Stacks to hit the one button, because I got a new record from Superstar Stacks that I want to break to the audience today. But Reno, tell them about what you got going on while I upload the song. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, we're gonna put the thing together. We're gonna have some, you know, reviews of pretty much everything, video games, all the new latest stuff that people's into. You know, we're gonna have different aspects. You know, what could be the walkthroughs on a game, or, you know, just the new things, the PS4s, you know, all that little tech talk, computer games, tips and tricks, you know, all that stuff that you can get to the tutorials on YouTube. I mean, we'll even break it down to how to install an SD card in your phone. It's all, you know, all technical stuff that we put that in there. You know what I mean?
So you'll be able to tell people how to flash their phones and
you
go
know
from AT&T to Verizon and all those type of things. Or for the brothers and sisters out there that got the flat screen TVs, you'll tell them how they can. It's just a tube, and you don't have to get a whole new TV. You can just show them, you know, or tell them what to do. You know what I mean?
Teach you how to program your remote, a universal remote on your TV, all that stuff. You know, how to what the latest games are, the trend games, you know, the stuff that's trending in the tech world. You know, that a lot of people don't really, you know how to get to, but they want to, you know, they're fascinated by it. And they're like, well, you know, I went to Best Buy and, you know, they told me that if I got this computer, you know, versus this $500 computer, this $200 computer, I need the $500 computer. Meanwhile, the $200 computer got the same stuff in it, and it just got a different brand on it. People don't always know how to, you know, differentiate stuff like that. So, you know, we'll put that down in there, you know, different reviews. You know, if somebody call in or something and ask, hey, well, I was looking at this computer at Walmart, and there's this computer at Staples that's the same one, but, you know, there's a $300 difference. Well, if you know how to get the specs of the computer, then you can pretty much do your own research. But those that don't know how to do that, you know, that's what we're going to do the tech talk for. And the new games, if you get the demos, hey, I played that demo. And for some of the games that don't have demos out, and you say, hey, you know, I was thinking about getting that game, but – you know, there's no demos. I've seen little clips and trailers on YouTube, and, you know, hey, we'll talk about that. We'll put that in there. As long as people, you know, have questions, you know, we got answers. Opinions, you know, people can take as answers. Opinions, you know, it starts there. Like we was talking earlier, opinions is a sport, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you can these guys can actually hold on, because let me bring Wes back on. Let me see if his audio is right.
Yeah.
Yes, you there, brother? Yeah.
I'm here.
You wanna add on to what Shebang was saying while I try to upload these songs?
Hi. So with the tech talk, he does more the computer side. I'm gonna be more the video game comic book side. I mean, we both are into comic books, but I think I can give you a different or more updated perspective on comics and video games. Because
right.
He goes to the cheap aisle for his games.
Hey, you got to start somewhere. You know what I mean? You got to start somewhere. If you know, some people might want a review on the cheap games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people might, you know. And I'll be looking at, like, what just came out. Like, for instance, February 17th, if you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, Dragon Ball Xenoverse is something to get. Go cop that. I'm about to go pre-order mine tomorrow.
I'm going to say like this. Hold on. I got to cut both of these off right now. I'm going to say like this real quick. You can teach us everything, right?
Yeah.
As far as technical stuff.
Right.
Everything that we need to know. All
right.
There's a lot of people out there that can't dance. Can you teach me how to Dougie?
No.
Yeah, if y'all teaching how to Dougie, I already dropped out of that class.
Man, if people can't listen, man, you know what? If you can't teach me how to Dougie, you know what I mean? Hold on, real quick. I got this thing. I gotta ask the board something real quick. Go ahead, keep on talking. I gotta ask the board something. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I have, you know what I'm saying, like, I have to ask the board something. You know what I mean? Because, like, and it has nothing to do with me. It's just the board talking. It's like a Ouija board type of thing where the board speaks for itself. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it just speaks for itself. And it's like, well, I don't, you know what I mean, like, I want to ask the board something real quick. Like, I'm just asking a question. Hey, board. Hold on, guys. Board. The board's not responding to me. But I guess keep on talking, guys, because the board is definitely not responding to me right now. Okay.
Hey, Wes.
Yep.
That Dragon Ball Z, when did you say that dropped?
February 17th.
That's
you
for
get
PS3
to make your
too,
own,
right?
It might be for PS3 too, but you get to make your own character everywhere. You can make a Saiyan, a human, a Majin, a Namekian, or one of the Frieza races.
Right.
They give you anywhere from that perspective. And what happened is, like, the whole timeline is messed up, and it's your job to go in there and fix it.
I see.
Like,
now,
the
did
whole
they keep
Dragon
the traditional
Ball
fighting
timeline.
System?
Okay, how about this, guys? Talk about your future projects real quick, as far as your hip-hop and everything like that. My board crashed on me real quick, so just talk about
all
your
right.
future project.
Oh.
All right, we got Knights of the Ages coming out. That mixtape's supposed to be out,
and
it's going to come out.
You working on your...
Yep, my next album, The Metamorphosis, my first single. Be looking out for that. I'm not going to spoil nothing. Y'all just got to wait to hear it. Just know I got something big planned for that. The next Joust. When are we doing the next Joust event?
We just got to
get together about
cards.
That one.
Yeah, we got to fill up the cards. You know, we got some people in the pipeline. We just got to put it together. I think we'll have to get together and go over what we got going on.
And anybody out there who is interested in battling, y'all can join the Facebook page, Joust Battle League, or y'all can contact me at my fan page, Rojo Inferno, or you can contact the label at Medieval Records, M-I-B Evil Records. Y'all can find us there. Just find a way to get a hold of us through Facebook, and then we'll get to you, or you want to get a hold of Smoke, and he'll get through to us. We can do it that way if y'all look in the battle or want to perform at the event.
All right. I think I got the board. Here's the board. And it's on the board, right? The board, I have no control of the board. And like I said, it's like when you played a Ouija board. You know what I mean? And I just want to ask the board a simple question, because my whole thing about it is like this. We're talking hip-hop right now, and I just have a problem. I'm serious. I have a problem with people that can't dance and can't hold a beat. They don't have no rhythm. So I just want to ask the board a question real quick.
Yes.
Board, should we listen?
Yes.
To people?
Yes.
Board.
Yes.
Okay, the board, okay, the board's answering to me. Okay, you heard the board answering me, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Board. Okay.
No!
Should we listen to people that can't dance, board?
No!
Hey, board. This is not my lesson. This is not even me, yo. This is the board. It just does what it does. Board. Should we listen to people that can't dance?
No!
Okay. This is not me, okay? Board. Is Smokey pretty cool?
Yes. Yes.
You sure? Okay. Is people that can't dance cool?
No!
Okay, all right. That's just the board, man. That's not me. That's the board. I didn't have nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to do with that. But the thing is, yo, I'm trying to load up this song. It's not even, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do it. And I'm going to take a real quick music break. I'm going to try to get this song loaded up, but I'm going to take a music break. And I'm going to play, let me see what I'm going to play. We don't know. And actually, I'm gonna ask your opinion about this song after, because this is a freestyle from my bro. You know what I'm saying? Long Lope represents Squad Life. I'm gonna put you on mute, y'all guys, real quick. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Holla at me. Up in Smoke Radio.
Clap for that bitch with her attractive ass. Don't give shit to a friend cause she ain't got no ass. Clap for me cause I got a lot of slaps. Those are hoes, by the way. Let go. Times four. You think you get money, I get your money. Times four. You think you got dedication, my grind is. Times four. Yeah. Times four. I'll let me put that loud too, my nigga. Times four. Okay, I'm one up on you dumb fucks. I'm too smart for your kind, boy. 16 of your hardest shit couldn't match one of my lines, boy. All you do is talk about your Glock 40s and 9s, boy. You think you got a big gun? Well, wait till you see mine, boy. I'm high as fuck, but I'm sober too. I guess that's what your hoe could do, cause her pussy a drug. I just OD pulled out with a nosebleed. It's that good. And she's that fan, but she is not mad. Cause Tato probably fucked that bitch neck and knock it out like nap time. It's crack time, but no cocaine. Your oil on propane. Yeah, we both catch fire, but I'm more flame. I don't remember that whole name. The one who gave me the nosebleed, it was at the beginning of my rhyme. If you don't get it, then rewind. Wait, hold up, nah, I ain't got time for. You ain't 18, you lying whore. Tato just turned 21, that's 5.25 times 4. Yeah, learn your math, ho. Squad Life niggas are assholes. I'm focusing on my cash flow. Fucking fast hoes, and I pass hoes to my bro.
Thank you. okay. I walk in this bitch and I flex.
This bitch and I flex?
I might break something. She constantly think about sex.
She think about sex.
She might rape something. I'm currently getting her wet. She loving the way that I talk, the way that I swag. But I'm only focused on cash. If I don't get it, I might take something. I'm swagged up, but I'm polo'd down. When I stand up, she gon' blow me down. High hater, bad hater. Put my hands up, crack a phony smile. I tried to tell my young nigga that guns ain't the only way to fight. He said it's 2014. Playing with guns is a way of life. Ain't he right? I can't disagree. I'll be strapped up till I'm 53. If you get caught, then don't mention me, cause I plead the fifth to the fifth degree. If I don't tell, and you don't tell, then who did it is a mystery. If you wonder why I'm the hardest nigga, probably cause it was meant to be. I wish I could be in the trap, whipping up grams of the crack and making it back. But ever since I had a kid and I got a job, all of my checks get taxed. I wonder where my next bitch at. Will she be white or will she be half mixed black? As long as she got a good job and her head game good, then I won't next bitch that. Who's coming next that bitch? I'm glad Tay went over my phone, made me check that shit. Tell me what's wrong with my flow, and I'll go back over and correct that shit. I'm harder than all of you rappers, local and global. I'm hoping to show you I can rap fast as a rabbit, but it doesn't matter cause you'll listen slow like a turtle, bitch. I never understood why the fuck these niggas always got some shit to say. Dick, nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking song, nigga. You ain't got no motherfucking videos, nigga. You don't got no motherfucking fan base, nigga. Nor do you got bars, bitch. I'm out your neck. I'm killing you.
Up in Smoke Radio, we're back, first show for 2015, excuse me, got the brothers Reno Shebang, Rojo on the line, we're doing the big, let me bring these guys back in,
yep.
The intro bomb is over,
yep. Oh,
y'all caught a little bit of that bomb. Yeah, cause a little bit of that intro bomb, huh? Yeah, man. But this is gonna be a. This for some reason, I can't load up the music. But to everybody out there, you know, me and Dondi's gonna have our own show. It's about to start off. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna do a whole full interview with the guys from, you know what I mean, Medieval Records, and everything will be right. There's something with Blog Talk. Every time I try to upload music to the, you know, saying to the site during a show, you know what I mean, it just doesn't load up for some reason. So now, but I do have the music, so it doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter, people. Don't worry about it. Hopefully. And so just get anxious to hear some of the new fire, and I'm spoiled because I get all the exclusives. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man, Reno Shebang.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, in closing, you know what I mean? If anything this guy's got to say, in your sites, Twitter, Facebook, Wix, whatever your sites is, you guys going to put it out there in closing?
You can go ahead, Wes.
All right. Well, y'all know where to follow me. I'll let y'all know. Twitter.com, Rojo Inferno. Facebook.com, Rojo Inferno. Wix.com/Rojo Inferno/my site. Medieval, Facebook.com/Medieval Records, M-I-D, evil. And it means the kid Rojo Inferno. Reno Shebang, get at him. Hi.
Go on Twitter, Real Bruce Jackson, Real B Jackson on Twitter. You can follow me on there if you choose to. Facebook, you can hit me up on Bruce Jackson. You will see a picture of me when I was younger with my sister and my neighbor. I don't know how long it's going to be on there, but, you know, you can go on there. I don't have no Instagram. I don't do Instagram. I think Facebook and Twitter, you know, can equal up Instagram, but still, you know, it's not for everybody. But you can go on there and find me on there. You can go to Josh page, hit us up on there, see what we're getting into. You know, go also up on hit us up on the Medieval, see what new projects we're coming out with, and all that. Make sure you keep up to date with all us because we're constantly moving. We always got something in the fire pot cooking.
Okay, and that's it. Thanks to everybody up at Smoke Radio. I will be back next week, and we're going to bring the fire, you know what I'm saying? And I guess, you know what I mean? And hopefully everybody out there has been educated, you know, informed, anything like that. And shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to people that hit the one button, but when I put up on air, they just stop. And then shout out to Randall with Bang and West Ryan Shotgun with me. And I'll holler at the family next weekend, same bat time, same bat channel. And Wesley do not, or Randall do not punch me through the face through the phone, because I'm not a comic book head. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean. 8:30 up at Smoke Radio. We'll holler at y'all next weekend. I'll probably call every, and I'll probably call y'all here in about a half hour. So right. I'll holler at y'all.
All right.
Salute.
All
right. Where you been in the streets? I'm missing you. Welcome back.
Yeah, I told you.